Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 132. And last week we had a special guest host, Clint Rutkus, famed for his work with robotics and Kinect demos and all the sort of stuff. He goes on stage and mix, and he built a car. And this week we have Larry the Lightbulb Larson.
What's up?
Defrag
nice to
fame.
Be here. Yeah.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you for inviting me.
We appreciate
you.
You talked
about me on the show last week, so
I
had to make an appearance.
That's right. And people, I think, were pretty impressed with your off-roading hardcore Segway skills.
Yeah. Hardcore and Segway go together a lot, yeah.
Well, they do when you're talking to Larry Larson.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Defrag.
Defrag is a show that I do with Gov Maharaj, who's all over Microsoft. He's like the answer guy. So
yeah.
He's the go-to guy if you have a problem with Windows.
Does that bug him? Like, you know, when your family asks you for computer advice,
you know,
and you're like, ugh,
it's surprising,
Windows P!
It's surprising. It does not bug him.
Doesn't bug him?
No, I mean, and he is on 24/7. So he's got a way message or, like, you know, a signature at the bottom of his email. It says,
yeah,
I'm never offline. So you can call him any time of the day.
Wow.
Three
it's
in the
a great
morning.
Resource.
Go. I got a problem. I can't, you know, left click an IE, and, you know, he's right back, you know, hey, just do this. You got some bad, you know, add-on. So
that's great. And so the way it works is people can just write in their questions, or how do you get your questions answered? What's
the
process?
They can leave a message in our comments of our show, or they can send us an email at defragshow@microsoft.com. We prefer the email, though, because we end up doing a lot of back and forth with people, and sometimes, you know.
Really? So it's not just the show, but there's follow-up support.
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
at that. What a great little system you've got going on here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, last week, people were a little bit astonished by the fact that I've never, and I'm proud now. I used to be ashamed to admit it, but I've never seen Star Wars.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you've seen at least
yes,
one of them.
Absolutely. All of them, like a million times.
In fact, what's your son's name?
Luke.
Luke. Was there any sort of correlation there?
We needed an L name,
and it
just happened to work out, and
right.
so there was that, yeah.
All right.
But he does think he was named after Luke Skywalker.
So your children have already seen this?
Oh, yeah.
The movies.
Yeah, a thousand times.
Aren't they
yeah.
rated R?
Missed it by that much.
No.
So I have to call CPS?
No, I don't think so. But
all right, we'll just, we won't talk about it.
Wouldn't hurt to place a call anyway.
You never know. Safety first. All right, let's start the show. All right, in not an episode of Hot Apps, but in Hot App News, Larry, is the new updated version of Facebook for Windows Phone. And I know you said you had a chance to play with it.
I've got right
and
here.
And you've got positive thoughts.
I love it. I think it's awesome. It uses a bunch of new stuff. So it's got the background images that
mm-hmm.
you typically have on the new timeline layout in Facebook, which is really cool. And the text in front of it scrolls at a different speed, so it kind of looks 3D.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's pulling the pictures
from. So it's a
little
bit more like the in line with the Metro design.
Yes, it's right. in line with the Metro design and the new timeline look on Facebook.
Which is cool. One of the things that I really, really like about it is when I log in through a browser on my laptop, I can pick and choose and unsubscribe from people
yeah.
to go in my newsfeed.
Because you have a billion friends.
I've subscribed to all of you, but other people I
yeah.
may be unsubscribed
yeah.
from.
Like
and so, but when I used to use the Facebook app, those unsubscriptions weren't reflected in my newsfeed. So I would
yeah.
go on my phone, and it was just like, you know, people updating every 30 seconds. I could get lost in the clutter, but I didn't know who was my friend and who wasn't my friend. It was traumatic. But now the new app actually represents who I've subscribed to.
Yeah.
So it's a worthwhile app for me to use on my phone, because otherwise I was just using Facebook app really for, you know, status updates, which you can just do directly with the Windows Phone. You don't even need to log into Facebook.
Yeah, I only have close personal friends on my Facebook. Twitter is for the general public, so I didn't have that problem. But yeah, I love the new pictures up at the top. I wish I knew how to set those pictures. Maybe there's a way to do that, and I just haven't figured it out yet.
You know what? Maybe there's something with Windows Phone not wanting you to be able to pick your pictures. Because, you know, on the pictures tile on your Windows Phone, you can't pick what picture it shows.
Yeah.
Which is annoying, because what it does is it just randomly scrolls through the pictures on your phone, some of which may not be okay for public consumption.
Well, Miss Windows Phone, maybe you should bubble up some of that feedback and get that fixed.
I am on that. And so similarly with the new Facebook app, it randomly pulls, we think randomly.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you can go in there and change it. But one of the pictures that it's got at the top of mine is a picture of me with a gun to Dan Fernandez's head.
Which you'd probably want
so
all the time anyway.
I won that on all the pictures at the top, not just that, you know, the newsfeed one. So, yeah. But
yeah, I've got got pictures here. It's like my notification picture's fine, but my photos picture, there's a little photo at the top here. I don't even like this person anymore. I don't want this picture. Well, where's they getting this picture from?
If you don't like the picture and you don't like the person, just delete it off Facebook and then it sure won't show up there.
But I didn't even know this was on my Facebook. They must have dug deep.
Yeah.
Deep into the history of my photos.
There's got to be an algorithm there.
Yeah. So anyway, that tiny flaw, but other than that, really sleek looking. We'll show you some up close some footage of it, and major improvements, which is nice, because I hate when they release an update and it's like, oh, we changed one little thing.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
This is a big one.
We like it. All right, in Microsoft Research News, which we always like to report on because they do such cool...
Love MSR,
They do such cool stuff, you know, and stuff that I'm like, why are you even wasting your time doing that? What will be the real-life function of that? But I'm so psyched that you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, like, out there stuff. One of them being that they're now working on a phone that has a capacitive touch sensor on it.
Yeah.
Which I think we might have reported on this way, way back when it was just a brainchild or just a little nugget of an idea. Why would you want this? Why do you want to dial people through your clothing?
Capacitive's nothing new. I mean, we got a lot of phones with capacitive touch on it, but this one is through clothes. So
isn't that the problem? Don't you want to do less butt dialing?
Well, that's what I thought too. And the other thing that I thought too is, well, when I just read the headline, I was like, all right, so they got a way so you can avoid calls. So a call comes in, you're in a meeting, you just do something that
right
will,
in the movies. Yeah. Oops, just kidding.
Yeah. I don't need to take that call, and you can just, you know, have it go to voicemail or something.
Right.
But this is like actually writing people back and texting through your clothes by writing letters and stuff. So, interesting video here, and of course it's got Benko. Anything cool over at MSR has Benko on it.
He's such a genius. And,
Benko is my boy.
I'm sure that these people have a reason for why they're doing this, but my, you know...
They're smart people. They're not doing things by accident.
My uneducated brain can't figure out the reason of why I would need to write people back on a text message through my clothes.
Yeah.
Like, am I like, maybe I've been captured? In like a war situation, right? And no one knows that my phone is
a good use case.
Is hidden, and so I need to
because they never would check
doing.
For a phone.
No,
on a
no,
person
no, no.
Who is captured.
And they wouldn't do like a pat down.
No.
So I don't know what they're doing, but I can't wait to figure out why they're doing this. I'm sure it has some real life useful purpose.
If you watch a video, there's a few things in there that they show, like you get a call and you can write back in a meeting, you know, maybe do an abbreviation. They seem to write a lot more than
so
I would.
So maybe they're just trying to help people like other people on our team who want to text during meetings.
Yeah, but the thing is,
hey dude,
how do you
this
know
meeting's
who you're
so
texting?
Late. There's got to be a way.
I mean, it'd be good for Facebook updates because that's to everybody.
Right.
But like, how do you know? Okay, I'm going to write back this person who just called. I guess you could have like some kind of unique vibration for
like
people.
Two buzzes is
so
Larry,
like,
three buzzes is Dan.
That's Laura
right.
in a meeting.
Right.
If you know, that's also
too busy to talk.
Kind of weird writing on yourself too. That could get a little strange.
Right, you're in a meeting and all of a sudden you're like, "What are you doing?" Nothing.
Nothing. I'm
nothing.
Just wiggling around down here doing something in my pocket.
Benko, if you feel like writing in or stopping by and telling us why that you're putting your brilliant mind to this use, we'd love to hear it. Otherwise, we'll wait for the public to find out. All right, Larry, not much out there that we're allowed to say about Windows 8, but this is actually public, so we won't lose our jobs.
Are you sure? Are you positive?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm scared right now.
I'm a little scared, too. Nobody watches the show.
All right.
We'll hope. Anyway, they've decided sort of the app naming rules and policies things. And so one of the things that drives me nuts in the Windows Phone marketplace is when I go to search for an app and there's four or five of them with the same name.
Yeah.
You know, and the only way I can tell the difference is by maybe the little logo.
The icon, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's frustrating, especially when I do my show and I go, you know, install the Flashlight app and then there's 30 Flashlights apps, you know, and you know. So what they've done, one of the changes here is that you got to register your name, register it early, and only one app, this is for Windows 8, of that name will exist.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah,
easy for consumers. And the other motivation here was sort of to get the developers into the I guess it would be the UI.
Yeah, they can see all the details and, you know, all the information that they need to code the app. And, you know, it's good if you start building a brand. I mean, you usually do that before you start coding.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have the ability to know you're going to be able to land on this name. You've got the name locked down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and hopefully this will, like I said, get people in there developing and signing up for names early. And also, you know, maybe make them think a little bit about what the right name is, because it really is so important, mm-hmm. you know, in terms, I know developers sometimes don't think about like UX and UI and like style and brand and things like that, but it's all important, especially if you're trying to get people to buy it.
And the other nice thing too is you can make sure that you have your brand's name before you finish the app, so you don't have to try to rush an app out. You can lock down on your brand,
right.
Keep on working on
your
app, make sure that it's solid before you release it, which is why I've already started, you know, I've got the Ping app, and I've
right.
got a couple others, you know, a little one called Shazam, maybe, I don't know.
Go ahead and register that domain type thing. Well, you guys can read all about further details on the Windows 8 blog, which they posted, so it's public information. But we bring it to you in a more enlightened kind of way. So, Larry, I think the general consensus out there in the world is that Xbox and Xbox 360 and could be the next Xbox console, we don't know, is a pretty solid gaming platform.
It is a rock.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like, nobody thinks it's terrible. It's like, it's made its name out there. It's got a good reputation. But I feel like Microsoft Publishing, Microsoft Game Studios, doesn't necessarily have that sort of clout in what people think about. You know,
really?
They think of, yeah. You know, you think of Epic Games, or you think of, you know, EA, or like some of these other guys, but you don't like
Modern Warfare 3.
Microsoft Game Studios.
Yeah.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
Because we're in it.
Yeah.
But now they've just ranked some of the major publishers, and Microsoft actually came up first.
I know.
First, you know, and that's beating out Nintendo, beating out Sony, beating out EA, Square Enix. Square Enix, of course, only because I would assume the Final Fantasy titles, although none of them is listed here.
Yeah.
Ubisoft, some Sega, some big, big publishers.
I was
THQ.
Really surprised how far down Modern Warfare 3 was on the list.
Where is it?
So you'd have to do a control F for it.
Okay.
But it's way down there. And I would have thought, that was like game of the year, and it would have been a lot higher. So
yeah. Well, you know, some of these games that obviously Forza, huge release for us.
Yeah.
So we knew that was going to be a big win for us. And then they've got best original title, Iron Brigade. Did you play that one?
No. And, you know, when I looked at this last night, I was like, now I got a new game I want to go check out.
There you
because
go.
It's like a tower defense game that I had just never even heard about. I love my TD games, and I've never played a tower defense game on Xbox, so now I can't wait to go try this out. But
excellent.
Usually the only way that I know that it's a Microsoft Studios, Game Studios title is that it's in the company store.
Right.
And
right.
I didn't see
there's
the Brigade
sort of like
one in there.
There's this secret little ninja that runs around and throws out awesome games.
We need to get these in
the
company store.
They're stealth. And I also like one last thing about this. It's the Metacritic website. I like that they also not included just like the awesome things that company's done, but the worst of each one.
Yeah.
And the worst of Microsoft being Hole in the Wall.
Never heard of it before.
Apparently
it was a Kinect game that apparently I don't need to go try out.
Was it a Kinect game?
Yeah, it was like, I guess you throw things through a hole in the wall. So,
that's really setting themselves up for some bad show.
But, you know, I'll still get it for the achievements off of GameFly.
Was the hole in, like, a bathroom stall? We're going to move on.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, that wraps it up for this week. Next week, we may or may not have Paul back. We may just invite Larry back again because he's so much fun and adds all that energy. If not, like we said, you can catch him on Defrag. And in the meantime, when does Defrag air, Larry?
Defrag's Wednesdays.
Wednesdays. So 2 days after watching this show, you go watch Larry, come back to Monday. You get a whole week's worth of just viewing goodness. And in the meantime, follow me at Elfoy on Twitter. Larry. Follow Larry.
Follow Larry. Larry Law.
Larry Law. And we'll see you next time. Ooh, emphasis.